yacht.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, what's the evening report?
Well, we, looks like our little campaign, your campaign, or your pressure on Arthur Burns worked.
Oh, I noticed, yeah.
Dropped the discount rate today, which,
yeah.
Should be, God, that should do something for these business folks. Market dropped off again.
How much this time?
11 points.
What did it drop yesterday?
Yesterday was about even, I think.
Yesterday.
It's been steady for a couple of days, I think.
It dropped 11 points today. How many shares?
13 million. Yesterday was a very light day, and of course 13 million is a light day.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
What'd they say the trouble was today?
I haven't been able
to... Uncertainty about phase two or something?
No, I haven't been able to get a reading today, Mr. President. I just...
The business fellows really are their culprit, this whole deal.
Completely.
That much.
And it's an...
And we're not going to worry about them.
No, because I think the consumer...
Well, maybe. We'll rest in it. But the business guys have got to start investing. You know, they create jobs.
Absolutely. Well, this drop in the discount rate could be very significant. I was told by Dan Hofgren, who's been working on this for me, organizing some pressure on Burns, that this was a very, very bullish thing. Everybody reacted to this very excitedly today because it's kind of a signal to them that the price of
money... It was after the market closed.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was after the market closed. Just trying to see if I don't... I know it was after the market closed. I don't have the wire on it, but I'm sure it was.
But it was 4 o'clock.
Right. But that's a very good sign.
The on-the-market thing is a goddamn...
Well, it's interesting that all of the smart people, all of the people on Wall Street whose judgment I respect from time to time, have told me that it was going to go through this kind of a ringer. I didn't believe them. I suppose they didn't want to believe it. Go through this kind of a ringer in the first couple of weeks in November. And that about November 15th, they figured a big, starting up a big steady boom. A lot of people getting liquid for that. So
you never know until it could be the manipulation of the smart money guys. You know, they know how to run the market.
Oh, the big guys know how to get it down to where they want it when they start their buying. And if they figure that there's a sustained growth coming next year, which every damn economist said.
They seem to say it, except for my friend Newsweek, Elliot, Janeway.
Oh, well, Janeway did not. Everybody knows that. I don't think he's taken it very seriously. But all the respected ones, including our Democratic friends, Walter Heller, who praised the decision of the pay board.
Said did he?
Yes, sir. And said that this was... he issued a very good statement yesterday.
You know, in view of that, what the Christ is the matter with the market or the pay board? What in the hell is the matter with
it?
Can't figure this out.
No, it's unless it's what they told us, which, as I say, the president of Eastman Dawn is a sharp, tough Irishman who worked his way up the hard way.
Yeah.
Guy I know well. He said, this was 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. He said, don't worry about it. It's going to go through this process. The prices have been too high. It's going to adjust back. You know, the market reflects inflation and anticipates inflation.
Well, then they know that maybe they're reflecting the fact that inflation is down.
Well, exactly. And you're not going to have the inflationary growth in the market if you have a real growth.
The pay bar thing still standing up?
We're working hard at it, Mr. President. The regulations that we had drafted, labor, of course, likes them. And we'll keep labor in mind, but we're having a little trouble now with the business and the public side as we did before. But I just was talking to Rumsfeld.
What do you think of the regulations? You for them?
Open. Well, he's completely for it. Schultz, Rumsfeld, and I met this morning.
You're for them, then sell them.
Now, that's what he's trying to do. Schultz.
But not as a defeat. We can't make it appear as if it caved into labor. That'd be rough.
No, it doesn't. They're very cleverly written. Some of us put our old corporate law hats back on.
Right.
They're written in such a way that what it appears is you're just trying to achieve equity. It's not a cave-in at all. The only thing is, they'll be hassling in there tomorrow. We just need to keep
what's new in the political front anywhere?
Well, I think the Kennedy thing is what has me fascinated at the moment. The way in which he's trying to, in every way obvious, step to the front. By the way, Fitzsimmons told me that, interesting, he was in my office, I guess Monday night, after hours, we were talking, and he said, by the way, he said, he was commenting on Teddy, and he thought that Teddy was moving very fast. He said, by the way, you know, you fellows don't know half the story of Ted Kennedy. And I said, really? And he said, oh, I have more on him than you, you fellows ever dreamt of, really. And I said, well, that's, how do we get it? And he said, well, just give me an investigator. He said, I'll give you everything we got. He said, I'll keep trying to tell you that I'm four-year man. And he said, I'll give you the works. He said, it's going to mean a trip to Las Vegas. We've got a guy pursuing it. You know, I never thought of that, but obviously
they would watch him. They would. Get that man. They're going to do him.
Oh, God. They've kept, apparently, they've really kept book on him.
They got him. They put the investigator out there.
I have. They're going to be meeting one day next week. The people at Fitz was lining him up with.
Yeah.
Are out of the country, but apparently.
How about the fundraising affairs? Are they reacting okay? They didn't have much negative than that, I guess.
I didn't see any. Well, there was a little bit on the demonstrations, but
that
was...
Oh, that I knew.
Typical. But no, I think the reaction to that has been very good. It's been excellent. I had a Rhode Island poll come in today from that same firm, yes, sir, in Connecticut, and they consider it very, very bullish. Of course, they're for us, so that maybe they're strongly for us. Maybe they put a little bit of bias in, but the approval-disapproval in Rhode Island on Becker is 51-37, 12 undecided. Now, that was conducted on November 6th. In February, it was 46-42, which is a hell of a difference.
Right.
They said most significant of all in Rhode Island. Of course, Rhode Island is just, you know, so predominantly Democrat.
Oh, hopeless state, virtually. Except Chafee's going to beat the hell out of town.
Running ahead in their polls, and Herb Desimone, who's in the Transportation Department, is running ahead for governor.
Yeah, he'll win.
So we might have a...
We could win the damn little state.
Well, we could. They did the trial heats. They have Nixon 39, Humphrey 32, Wallace 5, undecided 24. It's typical in the phone interview. Muskie beats us 43-35, Wallace 5, 17 undecided. Kennedy 43-35. McGovern 46-27, Lindsay 40-34, a little closer. But that also adds up because of the New York influence. But it's the significant thing is among independents polled in Rhode Island, your approval disapproval is 56-34-10, which is a very strong.
It's so hopelessly Democratic.
I wouldn't even care about Rhode Island, really. But the point is that if you're running at that rate in Rhode Island, you're going to win Connecticut big, which of course is a similar state, except it's
no, you wouldn't win it again on not based in this poll.
Connecticut, you would run.
Well, Connecticut.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if you ran this way in Rhode Island,
Metzger's convinced that they'd vote for Connecticut.
Oh, have you talked to him about it?
Yeah, I saw him.
He told me you were doing very, very well through the state, even though they have 9.5% unemployment.
Right.
Of course, if you follow
the... Come in, Julie. Yeah.
If you follow the Sinlinger theory, it doesn't matter whether the economy's healthy. He said, that doesn't matter a damn. He said, I can prove to you that it doesn't. He went through all of his charts. He's got fantastic charts. He said, it's just whether they think that the president is trying to do something. He said, if they do, and right now they do, although there's a little wait and see in there. If they think they do, if they think he is, that's what they care about.
Right.
And from that standpoint, we're not as concerned as to how it does as we are how your posture is.
Right.
Okay. But we'll get through tomorrow, and if we hold that one together, I think it's good road ahead, Mr. President.
Good.
Thank you, sir.